That's fine.
I'll tell you when we're live.
Okay, cool. Because my new computer is touchscreen and it throws up.
Okay, we should be live, so you are good to go.
All right.
Oh, I am live. I found it.
Oh, there's 12 people even. Okay. All righty. As we're now all coming together, we're gonna go ahead and start. So, Shabbat Shalom. My name is Maya Griswold. I am a senior at University of Arizona. And I wanna say thank you for joining us for our multicultural Shabbat virtual edition this year. While we are all adjusting to a new way of life, I'm so glad that you've joined our virtual community tonight. Multicultural Shabbat is an event University of Arizona Hillel has every year that brings together students from many different faiths and cultures. As we do every Shabbat at Hillel, we are going to start with a song to bring us together as a community. And we're gonna start with Ojevo. So if you know it, feel free to sing along. Ojevo shalom aleinu. Ojevo shalom aleinu. Ojevo shalom aleinu. They all kulam. Ojevo shalom aleinu. Ojevo shalom aleinu. Shalom aleinu, be'al kulam. Salam aleinu be'al kol ha'olam. Salam, salam. Salam aleinu be'al kol ha'olam. Salam, salam. Shalom aleinu, Ojevo shalom aleinu, Ojevo shalom aleinu, be'al kulam. Ojevo shalom aleinu, Ojevo shalom aleinu, Ojevo shalom aleinu, be'al kulam. Salam. Shalom aleinu, Ojevo shalom aleinu, Ojevo shalom aleinu, be'al kulam. I'm just imagining you all singing with me and imagining how absolutely wonderful it sounds. I'm wondering if anyway, now, as we do every Shabbat, we are going to start with candle lighting. So to mark the beginning of the Shabbat, we will light our candles. If you have some candles at home, feel free to light and say the prayer with me. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. So, every year at Multicultural Shabbat, we take time to have people from different faiths answer a question. We decided to replicate this year by making a short video where University of Arizona students answered the question, "What is your favorite tradition from your faith or culture?" So I'm going to pull up that video real quick. So give me a quick second.
Shabbat Shalom. My favorite tradition in Judaism is Passover. It's my favorite holiday because the food is so different than what we normally eat during the year. And that no matter how busy life is, my family still comes together to celebrate. It's also interesting to me how different every single Passover Seder is. No two groups of people have the same Seder. Last year, I was fortunate enough to spend the year in Israel, and it was so cool to see that the entire country, even unkosher restaurants, stop selling chametz, bread products, for the whole duration of Passover. It's actually illegal to sell chametz during Passover in Israel. And that everyone just took the week off to travel and enjoy the outdoors. It was a really cool experience, and it made it even more my favorite holiday.
What's up, everyone? My favorite thing about my culture, and particularly my belief, is Ramadan. Ramadan by far has to be the number one because it's always a very spiritual, refreshing time. It is, especially during these times where we have like COVID-19 going around, you know, just the idea of fasting, you know, refraining, you know, really connecting with your like spiritual self, your inner self, grounding yourself back to the purpose of why we're here, you know, belief in God and stuff like that. It's just, it's really powerful.
Hi, my name is Michaela Gauthier. I'm Catholic, and even though we have so many beautiful traditions to choose from, I have to say my personal favorite and arguably the most important tradition that we have in our faith is the Mass. The Mass is the presenting again of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary to God the Father here and now. St. Augustine says, "The angels surround and help the priest when he is celebrating Mass." So we believe as Catholics that the saints and angels are praying with and for us as we pray and co-offer the Mass. And it's one of those beautiful things. So that's the most beautiful tradition and my favorite tradition of the Catholic faith. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kylie Durone, and I'm a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My favorite tradition from our religion is our semi-annual general conference that we hold the first weekends in April and October. So this coming Saturday and Sunday, which I'm really excited about. We believe that God has called a prophet and apostles on the earth today, just like in biblical times. And at conference, we gather this year online because of current circumstances to listen to them and to hear their messages of hope and comfort and of guidance and counsel. And I love this tradition because I watch it with my family and I always come away feeling spiritually strengthened and uplifted, and like my faith has grown and my relationship to God has been strengthened. It's open to any member of any faith, and the information can be found on our website, churchofjesuschrist.org. Bye.
My favorite tradition in Judaism is Tikkun Olam, repairing the world. As Jews, we believe it is so important that we go out there and fix our broken world, help others together as a Jewish community, as a Jewish people. And that keeps me connected to my faith.
Hi, I'm Andrew Davidson, and I am a non-denominational Christian. My favorite tradition in my faith is communion. Communion is one of those things where you dip some bread and some wine and you take it as a reminder of Christ's sacrifice for you. And every church does it just a little bit differently. So it's very personal to your community and to who you are as a Christian. But like I said, it's very important to remember Jesus' sacrifice for you.
All right, so thank you to all of those that reached out and shared those things for our Shabbat. Now, every year when I'm leading services for Multicultural Shabbat, I like to do a nice little devar about how special this event is, because it's really my favorite event we put on every year. And I've had the honor of getting to organize and lead it every year. And it's been wonderful working on it this year, even though the circumstances are much different. So this year, what I've written for us is, every year we come together as different faiths and different communities. We use this time to talk about our similarities and differences in our faith, the way we were raised, and how we now live our lives. While we're not able to come together in person, we are together as a global community this year. We are all a part of history that is being made. And while now more than ever, it is very easy to get stuck in our own world, I urge you to think about the circumstances people across the globe are in. For example, Italians are singing opera from their balconies. People are challenging each other through social media. And next week, Jewish people will be coming together while staying apart to celebrate Passover. So use this Shabbat, our multicultural Shabbat, to think about how you are dealing with our current world, and think about some ways that other people may also be dealing with this. And are there more ways for us to come together while staying apart to get through this situation together? And while I plug my guitar back in, so we now turn to a prayer that we've had for that the Jewish people have been saying for a very long time, and it's ever more prevalent now. It's Misha Berach. This is our prayer and call for healing. So I would like you all to take time to think of all those that are in need of healing. Today, we take time to think of all those that need physical healing, whether it is from COVID-19 or other ailments. We also take time to think of all those that are struggling, adapting to a new way of life, and recognize that we need to be kind to our mental health and support each other in this pursuit. If there's anyone you are thinking about, you may say their names aloud or hold them in your heart during this prayer.
Refuah Shlema.
we now turn our thoughts to those we have recently lost or those we have lost in this season's past. We also think of all those that have lost their lives due to COVID-19. If you are remembering someone in particular right now, feel free to share their name aloud or hold them in your heart while we recite the Mourner's Kaddish. Yit gadal v'yit gadash shemei rabba. Amen. V'yomad yivarach yirotei v'yamlich malchutei. V'chayachon uv'yamechon uv'chayei deko beit Yisrael. V'agala uv'izman kariv v'yimru. Amen. Yehei shemei rabba mevarach le'alamu al me'almaya. Yit barach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitramam v'yitnaseh. V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shemei dekudasha b'richu. Le'elamin kol birchata v'shirata. Tush bechata v'nechemata. Da'amin ram b'yama v'imru. Amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya. V'chayim aleinu v'yarko Yisrael v'imru. Amen. Ose shalom b'imramav. Huya ase shalom. Aleinu v'yarko Yisrael v'imru. Amen. And now, as we do have a couple more things, but in a normal circumstance service, this would be the conclusion of our more service aspect. And so I would like this opportunity to do a closing song, which is a song I sing almost every year for Multicultural Shabbat because it is a time for us to think about peace. And this song is called Peace Will Come. There's some English in it and there's some Hebrew in it. The English, all you need to know is peace will come and let it begin with me. And then the Hebrew is Shalom Sheyachil Iti. So let's try and say that together. Shalom Sheyachil Iti. So as we go through, if you know the song, I'd love if you sang with me. And if not, just listen. Peace will come and let it begin with me. Oh, peace will come and let it begin with me. Now, Hebrew, shalom, shalom yavo, she'achil iti, oh, shalom. Shalom Yavo, She'achil Iti. Back to English. Peace will come, and let it begin with me. Oh, peace will come, and let it begin with me. Last time with Hebrew. Shalom. Shalom Yavo, She'achil Iti, oh Shalom, Shalom Yavo, She'achil Iti. Alrighty. So, thank you all for singing with me, as I hope you all did. Next, we will transition into what at a normal Hillel, we will call the dinner aspect of Hillel, which is the best part because that's where you get the food. But I actually left my book in the other room, which has Kiddush in it because I don't have it memorized quite yet. So I'll be back in 1 second. I just got to get it. All right. I'm back. So, now we will do Kiddush. I did not pre-pour. So, for those that don't know, Kiddush is our way, it's just a blessing we do over the vine, and we often use grape juice or wine, or you probably have all heard of Manischewitz, we use that sometimes. So if you are at home and you have your grape juice or wine or Manischewitz and you would like to join me for Kiddush, please do. The other thing is, everyone that comes to Hillel knows this is my favorite thing. And since this is now, because I'm a senior, the last service I will ever be doing, we're going to do it one last time. And that is, I like to rest my wine on my hand because Shabbat is our day of rest. And we symbolize that by resting it on the palm of our hand. So here we go with Kiddush. Baruch at Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, boirei peri hagafen. Baruch at Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kishanu b'mitzvotov v'ratzavanu, v'shabak hodsho be'ahav uvratzon hinghilanu, zikaron lemaaseh v'reishi, ki hu yom tehillah, Lemikraye Kodesh Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim Kivanu Bechartav Vyatanu Kidashta Mikohamin Veshabat Kodshecha Be'ahav Uvratzon Hinchaltanu Baruch atah Adonai Mekadesh HaShabbat. Amen. And now, if it is your custom to hand wash, now is the time to go wash. And I will get challah ready. So if you have challah at home, if you want to get your challah ready to do motzi. All right. So, as I like to say for every Shabbat at Hillel, we all like to feel connected to our challah, and we like to touch the challah or touch someone touching the challah, so we're all connected, but you make sure to ask before touching someone. So now we will all, through my computer to your computer, we will all touch the challah together and say motzi. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. And have a taste. Thank you, Nadine's, for the challah. And although Michelle will disagree with me, Nadine's has the best challah in Tucson. And that is close to the conclusion for our 2020 Multicultural Shabbat Virtual Edition. Thank you all so much for joining me. But before you all leave, I have a quick message from our friend Bailey, who what who would have been leading the she would have led our Passover Seder this year, so a quick note from her.
Everyone, hello. So sad that we can't be together for our stay next week. Passover is great wherever you are.
And with that, I wish you Shabbat Shalom. I hope you all are happy and healthy and doing well with this change in your life, and I hope to see you next time.